From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 21st of January. New South Wales has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic. There were 46 fatalities reported today. Authorities are also trying to determine if an 8-week-old baby who was COVID positive had died from the virus. There are also 20 deaths in Victoria, 13 in Queensland, and one in Tasmania announced today. To sports, Swimming Australia has issued an unreserved apology for the way women and girls were treated in the past after receiving the results of a 6-month independent investigation. The investigation was launched after a number of swimmers spoke out, with some of them claiming they were sexually abused. Also in sport, the playing future of West Coast Eagles star Jack Darling is in doubt after he failed to comply with the AFL's COVID vaccine mandate. All WA-based players were required to have had their first jab by today, but Darling hasn't. The club is optimistic he will be vaccinated at some stage, but until then he'll have to train on his own away from his teammates. And in royal news, Prince Andrew's former maid has spoken out, calling the Duke demanding and entitled. The woman worked for Prince Andrew in the 90s and said the royal often reduced her to tears in Buckingham Palace. She recalled one occasion when he allegedly forced her to run up 4 flights of stairs to close some curtains that he was sitting next to. Not good. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, Adele has shocked fans by cancelling her much-anticipated Las Vegas residency just one day before it was due to begin. The singer was in tears as she made the announcement on Instagram.
We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID, they still are, and it's been impossible to finish the show. I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's travelled again.
Adele says she'll reschedule the shows. And finally, it's been revealed that 2 celebrities have been secretly dating for more than a year. Pitch Perfect star Anna Kendrick is in a relationship with Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. Hader was previously dating OC star Rachel Bilson, but they split up back in 2020. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.